Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
My eyes locked on Kristen as she opened up the studio door this morning, sat down, adjusted her mic, put her headphones on, looking for signs that she might be in pain from our intense 4-minute workout yesterday.
Okay, stop.
Down in the gym.
We were down there at least 10 minutes with you showing me the ropes. All right.
I think you did great.
So to reset this, about a year ago, I think I went to a place called Stat Wellness because I was trying to get my UTIs under control, which we did, which is amazing. And if you want me to share tips and tricks about that, hit me up, Kristen at theburtshow.com.
It can't be any more graphic than the dribble stuff that we talked about yesterday.
That is very, very true.
We could do it right at 7:30 this morning if you'd like.
Pretty graphic.
It would be my honor. It actually would be way less graphic than what you guys talked about. And throughout that process, you know, you do body analysis, you do blood work, and it has come to my knowledge that I am weak AF. So I need to do strength training. And I have come to learn that strength training is very important for women because, you know, as we age, it's something that is going to keep us healthier longer.
Helps your metabolism, helps you burn calories. It used to be cardio, cardio, cardio.
Yeah.
And now they're learning that as we get older, strength training is the priority.
Yes. And so that is something my nurse practitioner was like, hey, you know, we're trying to fix me in bite-sized chunks instead of like, because there was a lot of stuff I needed to start taking, et cetera. So we just kind of picked and choose. So now I'm working on my hormones because I'm in, you know, perimenopausal stage and I really need to work on my strength. So I'm like, okay, cool. So that's like a year ago. I didn't do anything. Bert's like, download the Fitbot app, which I did. I downloaded it. I looked at it.
Oh, the app, yeah.
But I didn't do nothing with it.
So for those of you that are new around here, this Fitbot app, it just puts everything together for you. So much time is wasted in the gym. Like once you get there, you're like, oh, okay, what am I going to do today? Should I do this, that? Fitbot puts your entire schedule together based on what muscles you want to do or routine. So it just takes the guesswork right out of it.
Yeah, I never used it.
Shows you how to do the everything.
Literally, like I opened it once. I downloaded it. I opened it once and I never opened it back up again.
Well, you burn calories even opening it up.
Yeah, yeah. And so now we fast forward and I had another appointment and I was proud of myself because I almost canceled the appointment. I was like, no, girl, we're going to go. We're going to be accountable for what we have and what we have not done. And I told my nurse practitioner, I'm like, here's the deal. I haven't lifted a weight. I've been maintaining my hot yoga, but as far as strength training goes. And so,
she shocked?
No, she was very sweet and she was very kind about it.
Was it mostly like the response when somebody you know that is clearly gay finally comes out to you and says, hey, I just want to let you know I'm gay. And you're like, come on, man.
In what world does this analogy work?
I mean, come on. She was probably already prepared to move past you not doing it.
Yeah. I mean, we all knew.
She knew what time it was.
As soon as I walked in and she looked at me, she's like, yeah, no, this girl hasn't lifted a weight since the last time I saw her. And so now that has been bumped up to the priority list. So I came to you guys. Lamenting. Actually, I was like complaining to Bert at dinner. This has turned into a whole thing.
Many dinners for a year.
Whatever.
It's been a year.
And you're trying to like fix it. And I'm like, I don't want to fix it. I just want to not do it, complain about it. Huh? And then we're on the air and Abby's like, hey, in order to hold you accountable, if you don't do like the strength training that you have set out to do, we'll put you on the cover of a magazine. And I'm like,
great idea.
I love making things worse.
Yeah. And so that idea got thrown out. And then magically,
yeah.
you actually like read emails and like reached out to people. And two people walked in the studio yesterday from Simply Buckhead magazine.
I got really fired up about this one.
Yeah.
No. How hard has he worked in a little bit?
10 years.
I was like, he really wants to make this happen, doesn't he? And so your lovely friends from Simply Buckhead magazine came in here and they were like, we definitely want to be a part of this. We will do a whole wellness article.
Yeah,
a whole wellness article. I don't like the word spread for some reason.
This is where you and I differ, friends.
I see nothing wrong with
it. I mean, peanut butter spread is amazing.
Yeah. So they're going to do a whole wellness spread, and I'm like, this is comical, but it's a way to hold me accountable. So we all agreed to it. And she was also lovely enough to offer up where she works out, which is Pinnacle Fitness. And I was like, you know, that's such a generous offer. I recognize my circumstances that I have the funds, and I also, if I really wanted to, the time to figure this out. So we're in the process of figuring out how a Burt Show listener can join me on this journey, and we can be workout buddies who may not have the time, may not have the means to do this.
You're accountable to each other. When you have a partner like that, it's really great because, look, they're slicing out a time of their life at 3 o'clock every day or 2 o'clock every day, and that puts pressure on you to do that. That's why I don't have an accountability partner.
Yeah.
Because I like the flexibility of working out when I want. But when you know, like, you're in the place that you are right now, that you're not really fired up.
No.
If there's somebody else that's going to be there, you're on their time also, and they're on your time. So it does give you more motivation to go.
And when somebody invites you to their gym, I feel like it's good and bad. It's like when somebody invites you to their church, because every time you don't come and you show up, you're going to get all the miles. The judgment is real.
So yesterday after the show, Bert was very kind enough to go downstairs, because we have in our office building a small but nice gym.
It's got everything in there that you need.
Mm-hmm. And it's clean and it's nice. And I'm like, cool. So we went down there and you were extremely helpful.
Thank you. You
really know, you can tell you know what you're talking about, and you actually have like passion behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through, we worked like focused on upper body. So he just showed me different things and how to use them and to how to go slow. And it's not about the weight. It's about the movement.
Form.
And getting the form right. Thank you. Form was the word he was using.
It's so intimidating. I understand where you're coming from. It's so intimidating to go in there when you don't know exactly how to use the stuff. I mean, you know, this goes up and this goes down, but there really is not an art to it, but there's just, and most people in a gym, in my opinion, don't work out properly. They're just trying to get through it. So they're lifting as heavy weights as they can, as fast as they can, which you end up getting injured. Then you can't work out at all. So there is a way to do it. And you were very receptive to everything.
So I took everything you said. And again, we were down there 10 minutes because you were just showing me the lay of the land so I could get comfortable. You will be proud to know that after I came back up here, did the rest of my stuff, I went back downstairs and did my 20-minute strength training.
Great.
Now, here's the thing. I walked into that gym, and there were three people in there.
Oh no.
You know what, though?
Sold out.
They don't know what you know, though. So they don't know that this is your first time down there until you start lifting the weights.
That's true. But,
so there was two guys, and then there was a woman. And a woman and I actually walked in together. And I actually kind of loved it. It was cool. She was, like, in jeans and a sweater, and she just went to the she went to the treadmill and she was just doing some walking while I guess she had a break or something like that,
okay.
Which I thought was very cool. And I'm like, oh, I never thought of doing that. and so I straight up, I almost turned around and walked out because there were three people in there. And
I'm
like, I didn't want to, but I put my stuff in the corner. I don't know why I didn't put it in the locker room. That would have been smart, but whatever. I was being awkward. And I grabbed those 2.5 weights.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I stood in the corner and I did these.
Curls.
Curls.
Okay. Bicep curls.
And then I did these.
Tricep extension.
Oh, yep.
I feel it. with 2.5 pounds, you might as well have been lifting marshmallows.
That is not
That's
true.
That's
Abby,
the first time,
do not
Abby.
Shame her.
Sorry. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say, I know you're joking. It was actually hard. That's how bad I need to do strength training. And then we went up like this and did those.
Yeah, shoulder press. Right.
Yep.
And then I went over to that ropey thingy. And then I pulled it. I did that.
Tricep extension.
The ropey thingy. And I did that. And then I went over to the machine thingy where you kind of sit and lay back and then you push up.
The bench press.
The Smith machine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, I think she was
the Smith machine?
I don't think she was on that one. I think that's the one that just leans back, right?
Leans back. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes.
She was doing like upper chest.
Yep. So I did 10 reps for three sets of 10. Yeah, 3 sets of 10.
That's good.
Yeah. And that's what I did yesterday.
So I loved doing this with her yesterday, and I'm so glad she's talking about this. And I'm glad she just worked out for 20 minutes because a couple of things here that Abby was joking about is that your form means nothing. I mean, the amount of weight that you're lifting in the gym means absolutely nothing at first, right? It doesn't matter at all. Your form and you're building the foundation. God, I sound like such a dork. You're building the foundation of working out for a long time. And if your form sucks, that's where injuries happen. You're not going to see any kind of results at all. So it's really important to go in there without heavy weights and do everything nice and slowly. Get your form right. So you can, these are the building blocks of working out for a long period of time. And I also think that for whatever reason, the industry standard is going in there for 60 minutes. You know, trainers say, okay, maybe they're trying to get your money's worth for 60 minutes. But mentally, there are some days you just don't want to work out for 60 minutes. So you don't go at all. Mm-hmm. And I say, I've always said, then go for 20. That's it. Go in there. And it doesn't want to be something that you're looking at and you're like, oh, I got to do this again. But 20 minutes, you could do 20 and then do 60 the next day or don't.
Yeah. I will say, I walked in Abby and I grabbed the 5 pound weights and I was like, yeah, no, that's not that. I knew what in my doesn't head, like matter, how many yeah. I had to do and all that stuff. And I picked up the 5 because there's people in there and I'm like, they're going to look at me like a weakling if I use the small, like the 2.5s. And I picked up the 5s with that. And then I was like, yeah, no. And I put those down and then grabbed those. And then I actually thought I need to stay in here longer because me and this girl walked in together, mm-hmm. right? And she's going to be like 20 minutes, blah, blah, blah.
I do that myself too.
Right?
If I walk in with somebody, I feel like I have to leave after them.
Right? Yeah. Right? Yeah. And she's still sitting there, still sitting there walking and stuff on the treadmill. And I was like, no, I said I was going to do 20 minutes. I did my 20 minutes. Deuces.
And then got up.
And then I left.
I think there's a lot of people here that feel the same way you do. And I'm so glad we're talking about this. And the fact that she went in there, she was feeling insecure about it, didn't know how anything worked, was self-conscious when other people came in there, is the same thing that everybody goes through the first time they're in the gym. You're not going to believe the gains you make over the course of the next couple of weeks. And you will look back at this first day and go, oh my God, I can't believe that I was so intimidated mm-hmm. by this. And it happens fast.
Okay.
And you're going to feel better. And you're going to be able to pick up your kid. It's not going to be a problem. You're not going to have back problems and stuff like that. And you're going to go into your doctor's office and they're going to go, oh my God, look how buff you are.
Well, letting you know, today is not a strength training day because mom's getting a facial.
Okay. Hey. Embrace the soreness because you're going to feel it a little bit, especially tomorrow. It's usually that next day. You're
really?
Going to feel it.
Yeah. Talking about things that you can take after your workout for your recovery muscles and stuff like that. But that's the advanced course.
All right. And that's Sauvignon Blanc, right?
Yeah. I'm sure there's some protein in there somewhere.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
With Abby, it's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Before we get into all the tough news that I have segmented for this e-buzz, I want to talk about possibly, maybe not the biggest story to come out of this weekend's Super Bowl, but maybe the second biggest story And that, of course, has everything to do with Kendrick Lamar's jeans that he wore during the Super Bowl halftime show.
Obsessed. And I mean, when I say the nostalgia that washed over my body as he was performing in those bootcut jeans and all the feelings, like I could actually feel myself back in high school and college going to a party where it had rained and all the water just wicking up into the bottom of those jeans and then becoming so hard to walk.
But musicians can pull a look off that most people can't, right?
I mean, I appreciated the symbolism in it for sure, but I've never been a bell-bottom guy. I can't pull it off, but the lady said his glutes look nice, so maybe I'm hating.
What was the symbolism in it?
I don't know, because it's Kendrick, but I feel like he was probably referencing back to a time when black people wore bell-bottom jeans as a fashion statement, because in that time, it was so much work that we still needed to do that was his way of flashing back to where we were and saying that nothing has changed. But again, that's online fonder. I don't know if that really was a part of what he was doing.
Well, it's interesting because he obviously looked amazing in the jeans, but men don't really wear flares anymore, unfortunately. They look amazing in them. But he actually had to get a pair of women's jeans from a designer named Celine, and they sold out the second people found out where they were from. They're a pair of $1,200 jeans from Celine. Nope. They're called the Marco jeans, so get yourself on the wait list if you want to look as good as Kendrick Lamar.
$1,200 for a pair of jeans?
They're designer jeans. That's why.
But look, did you see how good he looked in them?
Not much. His chain cost? That was nothing. A chain, $1.2 million.
There's got to be for regular people, though, there's got to be a knockoff that's not going to cost you $1,200 for a pair of jeans.
If they said, I used to get mine at American Eagle.
Levi's work just fine for me.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us also jumped up 430% in the hours following the Super Bowl, and his entire catalog jumped by 175%. So it wasn't just the jeans getting lots of hits online, it was his music as well. Okay, this e-buzz I'm calling the one where everyone gets sued. Because Sean Diddy Combs is suing NBC for $100 million over the Peacock documentary, Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy. The Bad Boy Records founder is filing a lawsuit as of yesterday. He's seeking $100 million, all because of some claims that were in this documentary. Basically, he's saying, or his legal team is saying, quote, that the company maliciously and recklessly broadcasted the documentary, which has a ton of claims in it that we can't really get into because there's some stuff on the radio that we can't really talk about, but like murder is one of them, SA. It's not looking good for him. And basically, the lawsuit says, in making and broadcasting these falsehoods, among others, the defendants seek only to capitalize on the public's appetite for scandal without any regard for the truth and at the expense of Mr. Combs's right to a fair trial. There's another thing that's brought up in this documentary, and it has everything to do with his ex, Kim Porter's death, where I guess some people were alleging that he was behind her death. And he's like, listen, the coroner said that it was due to natural causes. She died of pneumonia. But I think there's this whole conspiracy theory that actually he was behind it somehow.
Well, I see why he's suing, because there were two Diddy documentaries, and it was a Peacock one, and it was The Fall of Diddy, which came on, I believe, Discovery Plus or HBO Max. And I feel like the Discovery Plus documentary was more fact-based. Like, their documentary was, everything that they provided was, it had text messages to show it, it was videos to show it, whereas the Peacock documentary was a lot more just people giving their perceptions of what happened and their interpretations of what happened, but it wasn't a lot of facts behind it. So I feel like he saw a loophole in that, or his team did, and they're like, if you can't prove it, then I should be able to sue for it. And I feel like that's why he's suing. But again, last time we heard Diddy say people were lying on him, we saw a video that they weren't.
Yeah. Was 50 Cent behind either one of these?
No.
Okay.
All realize that facts don't have anything to do with the news or documentaries?
Touche.
People just want hits. But he's still waiting his May 5th trial, of course, due to all the other things that he's being accused of, racketeering, sex trafficking by force, fraud, coercion, all those things. So he's got a lot on his plate that he might have to wait off on this lawsuit for a while.
Well, he's got plenty of time.
He does. All right, Stephen Twitch Boss's family is actually looking to take legal action against his wife over those allegations that she's been making. So if you missed this, she's put out a whole memoir and a tell-all book. And one of the things that she's mentioned in some of these interviews, and I'm sure it comes up in her book, but I haven't read it, but she basically accuses him of secretly hiding a drug problem. And his family is like, we didn't know this about him, and we don't think that this is true. We feel like you're just making this up to get headlines, to sell books. So they actually came out on social media and said,
said that due to the unproven statements published in Allison's memoir, his wife, we have decided to seek legal counsel to examine this matter. There are a lot of unanswered questions, and we want answers.
Yeah, I'm with Mo on this, and his commentary on this whole thing a couple of days ago. It's just like, how dare you? After somebody passes away, now you're going to spill all the beans just so you can make some cash here? How dare you?
This feels so disrespectful to his legacy. It would make me question if you were ever really for me when I was here. I don't like people speaking for someone who can't speak for themselves.
All right, Wendy Williams is legally ending her guardianship and speaking out about who in her life mistreated her during it. I'll tell you what family member she's accusing on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
That interview is wild, by the way.
Wild. Which one's that, the Wendy Williams one?
Yes.
Everything she does is wild,
this
man.
This is true.
The Burt Show.
If you weren't listening to yesterday's show, then you missed the agreement that we all made for all of you guys listening right now when it comes to your relationships and watching TV shows together. And now it is American law. That's just how it works now. Okay? So, and the law that we made yesterday, I do think will end some friction with some of you guys that are couples and you have a show together, a dedicated show together that's only yours and his, right? What's the rule we came up with yesterday?
The rule is if you are watching a show with your significant other and your significant other falls asleep at any point in the episode of that show that you are watching, they now have to finish that episode in their own time, and you should not be forced to have to watch it with them.
I think the rule was they have to watch that show before your next scheduled time to watch together.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Yep. They got it. Mm-hmm. I think whatever time that you allot them, they have. And you also, I think we established, cannot go on and watch another episode.
Right.
Unless they don't finish it in the allotted time.
Right. Yep. Then you're on your own and free at last, free at last, right? And you and I were complaining about it because this was a problem with our ladies. They were falling asleep. We're not exactly sure when they're falling asleep, or maybe we are. We just pretend we don't know. We want to watch the whole thing, but they're falling asleep, right? So as karma would have it, there we are last night, me and Amanda, watching Bloodline together, and I fall asleep first.
No. That's how it goes. Yeah.
So now I have 24 hours to catch up, or she's on her own.
It's right? Only fair.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
New law. New law in America, and it will help every single relationship.
That has been established.
Yes. All right, today is follow-up Thursday. This is the day that we reserve for you guys hitting us up going, hey, Burt Show, you never closed a blank storyline. And today it had to do with a quote-unquote donor.
All right, Margaret and her wife decided to ask their male friend to be a sperm donor, mainly because they admired his intelligence, kindness, and health history. After careful consideration, they chose to make the ask in private at their home over drinks rather than in a public place. When they brought it up directly, their friend was initially shocked, but then felt flattered by the request. The main concern he expressed was how a future girlfriend slash wife might feel about him having a child with a lesbian couple. He didn't say no, but asked for time to think it over, which the couple totally understood and didn't want to pressure him about. They were hoping to start the family planning process early this year, so they were giving him space to consider while knowing they may need to explore other options if he declined.
I've got the update. Hi, everyone. Excited to share this update. We were pretty impatient to get an answer. I tried my best to give him time, but my wife had other ideas. We invited him to spend a small Friendsgiving dinner, just the three of us. But at dinner, my wife decided to forego the turkey and instead ceremoniously served him a turkey baster on a silver platter.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
Wow. Thankfully, he laughed. And then we got serious. We talked about how grateful we felt to have him in our lives and shared all the qualities we love about him that made it obvious to us that he would make the perfect donor. Well, flattery works, because he took our hands in his and tearfully accepted.
We're having a baby!
Really?
Right? Good.
Then he went immediately to the bathroom.
With some caveats, he wanted to... Where did it go? He wanted to make sure we were all protected legally. Naturally, my wife and I had consulted with an assisted reproduction attorney. Can you even believe those are a thing?
No, I didn't realize that was a thing.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Before we ever spoke to him about it, we were all on the same page. So nailing down the details of the sperm donor contract went smoothly. He relinquished all the rights and responsibilities, and we legally agreed to compensate him for his donations with an extra-large, thin-crust meat lover's pizza and a side of homemade ranch.
That's it? He gives you a baby and you just get him some Little Caesars?
That's what friends do.
And for a lesbian couple, celebrating with, like, a meat lover's pizza doesn't seem appropriate. At all. I would be so flattered, man, if two women came to me and they're like, hey... We're looking at you, And we think, you know what? We could really use what you got inside of you because we think it would make great baby. I'd be so flattered.
It's a major compliment.
Yes.
I would be too, for sure.
But I think we talked about this before also. You'd probably say something like, I wouldn't be able to do that and then not have any kind of connection at all to the family.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's super tough.
But you could be Uncle Bert.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're friends. It's not like they're going to have the baby and then you're never going to talk to them again. Like, this is a close friend of theirs.
Yep.
So you're going to be in the fold. So it's you get, like, the perks of having a kid, but not.
Right.
Like, you can have fun with the kid, and then when the kid starts crying, you can be like, bye!
Bye! Yeah.
Once he was officially notarized as our future child's fun uncle under the eyes of the law, mm-hmm. we got down to business. We are officially trying. We've got home, insemination, kits, and bulk, and a prayer. Here's to hoping for a baby in 2025. Thanks again.
Okay, so that's another thing I didn't know. There are home insemination kits?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
I learned so much today. The more you know. Yesterday was dribble day. Today, something totally new, man.
Different kind of dribble.
But in the same area.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Kristen. Are you ready to bring the stupid?
I am ready to
bring
the stupid. This is, y'all, this is extra stupid. So be prepared for a little laughter karaoke.
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid. Everybody gets stupid,
stupid. Everybody gets stupid, stupid. Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
Oh, you've no idea. I came across this adorable couple, this couple slash family on Instagram. And I've seen this a little bit, and it's starting to go viral, and it's laughter karaoke. So you take a song, and instead of singing the words to the song, you laugh to the song. And this is Full M House on Instagram giving you a tutorial of how to do this.
Brought it home.
And that's when she lost
it. What song was that?
That
baby,
baby, baby, baby.
Okay.
Your boy just a bear.
That's your name.
My ears weren't picking up on it. Okay. I can't tell if this is either better or worse than the cat karaoke you brought
in. This is going to be better.
I think it's worse.
No, this is going to be better.
Okay.
So what I have done is I've pulled karaoke versions of songs, and I have the words pulled up on my computer. So I'm putting myself out there. I'm going to be your duet partner. I'm going to come over to you. Abby, we're going to go first, okay? And I searched the most popular, Billboard had a list of the most popular karaoke songs. So I pulled these songs from the top 10. So the song we're going to do is Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
This is my go-to.
Right? All right. So I'm going to come over there and I'm going to pull up the karaoke version and we're going to sing it together.
Okay.
But we are not going to sing it. We're going to laugh it together.
Am I so awkward right now? Okay.
Oh, I know exactly why.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. All right.
Okay.
All right. So, Tommy, in three.
Wait, who's starting?
I start.
Okay.
In three, two, one, go.
Oh my God.
We have to do two more of these?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Was Abby listening to the same song?
I don't think so. I don't know what way she wanted it.
She was speeding it up a little bit.
I was on key.
I don't know.
All right. Skeleton key.
The song I have chosen for us, and again, it's in the top 100 of Billboard's karaoke songs, and that is Gloria Gaynor. I Will Survive.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do this.
All right. So, Tommy, I'm going to count us down and then I'm going to start.
Okay.
And then you come in and we're going to do a little duet here. All right.
In
three, two, one, go.
start.
Good job.
I am sweating.
Mo's got a future in this.
Yeah, this might be my thing, Tom.
If you start bombing on stage, you should just go to that when you're doing your comedy.
Somebody gonna laugh.
You create your own new format instead of hip-hop ha-hop. Ah, damn, what are we doing?
Your turn. Right.
So, again, Billboard's top karaoke songs.
Yep.
You and I are going to do Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places.
Okay. Classic. I know none of the words to this song.
Well, that's
you don't need
to. That's why I pulled this up to make it like actually not suck as much as it has. Okay. So, here we go.
All right. So, who's going first?
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Okay. So, Tommy, in 3, 2, 1, go.
God, please, no.
Garth and Trisha couldn't have done it any better.
I'm crying.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, that was so bad.
Good God almighty, no.
So that was your stupid bit of the week. You're welcome.
Well done. At least thank you for bringing it in.
Yeah, you're welcome. We'll never do it again. You're welcome.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. It's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
I don't know, I've always kind of felt that the more polished a couple is online, the more cracks they have in their relationship in real life.
I agree.
Do you guys agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, it never fails when you see a post and they're either posting about their anniversary or for their significant other's birthday, or it'd be for Valentine's Day tomorrow. And it's just like this long message about every little detail. And it's so over the top that you feel like you're overcompensating for something that's lacking in your relationship.
Yeah.
Don't forget the sentence about the ups and the downs they've gone through. Anytime you see ups and downs, you're like, okay, divorce is imminent.
Now, I'll point the finger right at me in past relationships. I've done this. And Amanda and I now, it's something, it's really weird. The authentic tweak that I feel in the relationship that I'm in now, like, you know, what's better than telling somebody online how much you love them and how special they are?
In person?
In person.
It's kind of crazy, man. Right? Like, now I don't even know what's the need for it. And Amanda and I made this agreement also that, you know what, let's just keep as much private as we possibly. We don't have anything to prove to anybody. We know what's real and we know what's not. So let's just not, right? And I've been really happy with that. Really happy.
In my current relationship, I haven't posted anything online, and it's honestly been one of the best decisions I've made.
Yes, it is.
It made me realize how often I fought over things that had to do with social media and past relationships.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it until I actually looked back. Like, a lot of that came from outside sources, not within us. It's worked for me.
So this is a video from Put Out Content on Instagram that sort of solidified the way that I think about it.
You want to know how you can tell if a couple is not going to last? How often are they posting each other on each other's Instagrams? This is the Instagram theory. Every single time I have seen a couple that blast each other nonstop on social media, there's stories all the time, there's cute little photos, they're always making sure that you know when they're together, they don't last. They don't last more than 6 months. If they're lucky, they make it to a year, and then they have the nastiest breakups you could ever imagine. I think it's because people in healthy relationships don't need to broadcast to the world that they're in a healthy relationship. They have nothing to prove. But those that are in toxic or not the best relationships, they feel the need to get the validation that the relationship is actually something worthwhile from other people, as opposed to searching for it within themselves. It should be just enough to know that, hey, baby, you and me, we're all good. But some people, they need to let everybody know that the outside looks good when the inside, not so much.
Now, I buy into that, but do you think that we're living in a time now that when you're not posting, especially people your age, Abby, 27, 28 years old, when you're not posting about your relationship at your age, people think that you're hiding that things aren't going great?
Well, I think it depends on the couple, because I think if it's mutually agreed upon that we're just not going to post about each other, we're going to be private, but not a secret. I think when it starts to feel like you're keeping a secret from the world, that's when it looks a little shady. And if there's one person that wants at least, not the validation, but the recognition that at least you're telling people about me, I could understand how maybe that would be a sign that maybe there's something lurking underneath the surface.
This timing is epic because I just did a post about my husband yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I did it in my Insta story. I shared a text exchange between the two of us, and he said at 2:57 p.m. yesterday, heading home, need anything? Did he nap? And I responded, we good, made pizza, no nap. And then I quickly followed up, that's a lie. Started my period. Need tampons and cheesecake.
That's a real relationship.
That's a okay. Couple that's going to last.
I applaud you.
And he came home. I didn't even have to tell him what kind. None of that. He came home with the proper kind and size and not one, two slices of cheesecake.
That's an experienced couple right there. Because as a newbie couple, you walk in there. When she makes that suggestion, you are overwhelmed by the choices.
Absolutely. Too much pressure.
Yeah. He knew what brand and he knew to go super, super plus.
All right, so Lena needed our help here on a background check, and we have offered this to you guys also, that we got a woman. We don't got a guy. We got a woman.
We got a gal.
We got a gal that is a PI that will go online and also do a background check offline. If there's somebody in your life that you don't quite trust, you go ahead, you tell us about it. She'll do the background check. We'll report back to you. And in this case, Lena needs a roommate desperately, and she has somebody in mind. And this is so smart. So smart. She wanted to do a background check on the person she's going to be living with. It doesn't have to do really with anything romantic, but this is so smart, right?
It's smart from a safety standpoint, but a background check doesn't show you if someone's an absolute weirdo or not, or if they do the dishes when it's been sitting around for 3 days.
Right, right. Hey, Lena, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I would take dirty dishes over my last debacle any day.
Yeah, so. I could do an entire 4-hour show on bad roommates and include myself as one of them.
I was going to ask if you were in that list.
Yeah, I was the guy that, like, moved in a girl without really getting anybody else's approval on it, even though it wasn't, like, official.
I've lived with you at once. That I had a roommate that did that.
I'm that annoying. Okay. Yeah. All right, Lena, so what do you got going on with this housing situation? Who are you thinking about bringing in as a roommate?
So I'm thinking about bringing in somebody named Marissa. She seems to have a good job. She seems to be polite. But I've been burned before. So my last roommate was, let's call her Claire. Okay. And I met her online. She was very sweet. She was reliable. She also had a stable job. She also had good references. She liked to bake. So
score
that,
yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, seemed promising. And then after 3 months, it was rent is on the way. Never actually came. The check is in the mail. You know, people were coming and going to the apartment at all hours. And I actually, so the straw that broke everything was that I came home from a work trip and I came to the apartment. I found that Claire and half of my furniture were gone.
Oh, okay.
That's a punch to the gut. And were you able to track her down? Were you able to track your furniture down, or was it just a total loss?
It was a total loss, wow. Not just of my furniture, but what she did leave was the stack of bills.
Yeah.
Unpaid. She left the table so that I could, you know, so that she could leave the bills on the table.
Would there have been anything that showed up on a background check, though, that would have made you think, like, this is a woman that's going to act like this?
I mean, the landlord, the landlord's supposed to do their background check. They did it on me, right? Mm-hmm. And the landlord was very upset. I was upset. The landlord was supposedly just as blindsided, so I don't know. But I have an eviction notice over my head, so I'm the roommate.
Yeah,
so I can't afford to back pay this other person's share.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You never got any compensation or anything out of her?
Nothing.
Wow.
That's crazy. You've
gone through so many roommates, nothing. So many different places, and you don't know until it's too late. You think they're great quality people, you know, because everybody can take their crazy crown off for 90 days, and then they move in your house, and all of a sudden you realize, oh my God, what have I done? What have I done? And it's too late at that point.
It is, and I trusted my gut with the last one, so now I don't even trust my gut anymore, you know, so I'm just...
I think a lot of us can relate to that.
Yeah. Yes. Right. All right. So you wanted us to do a background check just to make sure that she doesn't have anything in her past that would be any kind of an example of what she might be like as a roommate, which we did. All right. So if you hang out for just a couple of minutes here, we will tell you what the results of that background check are. Okay.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right. We'll do it next.
The Burt Show.
I think what Lena is doing here is really, really smart, doing a background check on somebody that she's thinking about moving in together.
Yeah. I mean, when Lena called us up and said that she had a crazy roommate that all of a sudden just up and left one day and took all of her furniture, well, half the furniture, she left the table, and then put all the bills on the table, she thought, okay, if I'm going to get a new roommate, I got to at least do my due diligence. So when they screw me over again, then I can at least know that I did everything I could to prevent it.
I've had so many roommates in my life, especially in college, that I'm looking back at it now going, would a background check shown up anything that would have been an indication that Dennis used to use the bath towels to wipe his butt with everybody else's bath towel and just keep them on the rack?
That is so disgusting, man.
The answer to that is no. Would any background check have put together that Dennis was going to shave his head into the bathroom sink and not clean up after himself?
Dennis sounds like a menace.
Dennis came from a very rich family, and I don't know how he... Well, there you go.
That explains it, actually.
Yeah, actually, that's up. It's giving entitlement.
It is very much giving entitlement. All right, Lena, so you asked the background check, and again, you've been burned in the past, and you're having some thoughts. The person that you're thinking about moving in with now, have they given you any indication that they might have just a little shadiness going on, or is this all based on past experience?
You know, it's really hard to tell because I'm so hypervigilant about it now that I don't know. Everything seems like a red flag, every little thing right now. So that's why I'm just like, you know what? Give people the benefit of the doubt and let the background check speak for itself, right? So... yeah.
Were there any signs with your ex-roommate that she could be a little crazy?
Not really. Not at the beginning. This was just after that initial good impression thing
that
they do. So I don't even know what to look for anymore. You know what I mean? So what is a red flag? I will, like I said, I'll take doing somebody else's laundry right now before I'm going to take having an eviction on my check.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
roommates, I would say this. Roommates are a lot like romantic relationships in this way, because you're putting on, in the beginning, you're putting on your face, you're putting on your best self, and then the truth comes out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of time that truth ain't pretty.
All right, so let's get to the background check here. We've got a gal. Tommy, what did we find out?
All right, so RPI, my friend, did a deep dive on Marissa, the roommate-to-be. And first, I'll give you the good news. She does have a stable job. She works as an event coordinator, which I thought was cool. She has no criminal record to speak of, no evictions in her name. So that's all good. But there's some stuff.
Yeah, where's the but? Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff that's a little concerning. She has been listed as a co-signer on three different leases in the past 2 years, each one ending in a dispute.
Oh, yeah. You don't even need to say anything else. Game is over.
No official evictions, but she could have been on the right side of it. We don't know that.
Three times?
Yeah.
At some point, it's you.
Yeah. The same thing could have happened to her. That happened to Lena could have been happening to her. She could have had a bad roommate. You don't know.
It happened to Lena one time.
We don't know. We didn't find that out.
Okay.
We didn't find out who was on the wrong side of it. There was one other thing. She has changed jobs four times in the last year. And our PI was able to reach out to one of her former coworkers, who did not say much, but did confirm that, the same thing that she had told her, that she had, this was like her fourth job, and didn't elaborate any further.
Okay. This screams not reliable.
She seems like the common denominator in all of this.
Yeah, and I'm, there's, even if she is on the right side of all of these things, and there's a reason why she's changed jobs, there's just too much risk involved in this kind of situation, which it's just too much risk based on reward.
It's just, it's not worth the headache.
Yeah.
You are. She is in a desperate situation, though.
Yeah, well,
it's not too late to sell your feet on OnlyFans.
Yeah,
that's my backup plan.
Rock bottom, pull them feet out.
All right, Lainey, you've got all the info there. If it was me, I wouldn't take the risk on this woman, but that's a me thing. Would you?
Absolutely not.
I would not. No.
No way.
I say roll the dice, because then you can come back with another crappy roommate story.
All right, Lainey, good luck. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Thanks.
All right, bye now.
The Burt Show.